The media is constantly on the lookout for expert guests and contributors, but they're not always easy to find. Each week, the Experts Podcast will feature a leading authority in their field who's made their mark in the media. The Experts Podcast, powered by Media Stable.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. My name's Nick Hayes, and you're listening to the Experts Podcast, and we have another expert in front of us. Now, this podcast is designed to go away and find a little bit more about the person and what motivates them to go away and work with the media. My guest today is Peter Williams. He's an authority on small, medium enterprise business growth and advisory. He's the author. He's an author. He is a man that knows advisory boards. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Nick. Pleasure to be here.
Wonderful to have you. Talk to me about advisory boards, because a lot of people go, I know what a board is. I know where the company, why a company has one. But what is an advisory board?
Yeah, very good point, Nick. They're very embryonic in Australia. And certainly we've heard, particularly in the last year with the Royal Commission, all the issues around poor performance by directors on company boards, certainly at the highest levels. Well, that flows right down, because a company director has a fiduciary or a legal responsibility to shareholders. So they are interested in compliance, governance, regulatory administration, and making sure that the company doesn't actually get into trouble for the shareholders. An advisory board, on the other hand, is a hybrid version of that, where you take the best experts, put them around a table to support you as the CEO and managing director or business owner, and use them to help you grow and scale your business. And it's around a performance and strategic direction and clarity and focus, not around conformance and compliance.
What's really interesting there, Peter, is that a lot of people that will be listening to this are experts themselves that are looking to break through into the media, or actually in the media, looking for advice on how to be better experts. They'll be wanting to talk to you, I dare say, because they could be advising boards.
Absolutely, and I'd be delighted to talk to them. They only have to have two requirements from my point of view. One is a passion for growth and a passion for learning. And if they've done that and they have that, then they would make good advisory board members, and I'd be delighted to talk to them.
Let's talk about your topic around advisory boards, because obviously very business orientated. It's fairly niche as a conversation, as a topic there for a lot of businesses. There's only going to be certain people out there that are actively wanting to find out more about this. How have you found the challenges working with the media and getting their attention, getting them to want to find out more about advisory boards?
Good point, Nick. It is a because it's embryonic in Australia. There's not a lot of people aware of advisory boards. They may have heard of a medical advisory board that goes with a hospital that talks about specialist techniques. They may have heard of an advisory board attached to an educational institution, but they're not business advisory boards. So business advisory boards, very embryonic. Until I started Australian Advisory Board Institute 2 years ago, there weren't anyone providing structured advisory boards. There were people who had set up sort of informal advisory boards, more of a talk fest, a sounding board. And so I set up, because I realised there was a gap in the market between peer groups and boards of directors. And so therefore, it's been about education, what it is, what it isn't, you know. Mm. So in other words, you don't lose control of your business, which is an important thing. And you bring then the experts where there's holes and goals in your organisation to drive scale and drive for growth.
It's such a, when you're talking about this kind of topic, and, you know, I'm asking you how difficult it has been with the media, but more so about finding your audience. Finding that audience that you want to connect with and communicate with. And I guess that's the message that I want to send out to a lot of the people out there, is know your audience, know who you want to target and market. Because if you don't know that, it's sort of just waffle in the wind, isn't it?
Very, very true. The knowing your audience and getting the message to your audience. For advisory boards, the challenge has been because they're not well known and they don't actually solve a particular problem. So it's not a problem-solving board. It's really about someone who says, actually, I want to grow and scale my business. I want to 3 times my business over the next 3 to 5 years. I want to 5 times my business. So how do I go about doing that? And what happens is people sort of build their businesses. They're very successful. They get to a certain level, a growth ceiling, and they don't know how to break through it. And the advisory board brings the experts to sit around and help the business owner do that. So, of course, because it's not actually solving a problem, like I've got a cash flow problem, I've got a HR problem, etc., where you can go there and say, well, I need a consultant to fix that.
Yep.
It's really about actually getting that message across that this advisory board is really about renting experience, renting the expertise to help you grow without having to actually employ consultants or employ employees to actually build the business. And that's the real challenge, and that's where the media is very important, and the work that you do in terms of connecting experts to the media is really vital.
Well, one of the things I do like about what you do, Peter, is that you explain it in such simple language and very easy to understand. And this is an education project that you actually are working on more than anything, because you're educating a market that doesn't currently know too much about this. How important is it around the language that you use when you are talking about this topic?
Yeah, the language is very important because we read so much around company directorships and company boards and the failings or the lack of performance around those.
And let's face it, Peter, for a lot of us at boards, big boards, the Commonwealth Bank board, you know, the Royal Commission to the finance industry, those directors, a lot of us are not really ever going to be in that sort of space, and it sort of just glazes over. I mean, as small business owners and medium-sized businesses that are looking to take that next step, you know, we sort of want help and support, but where do we find it?
Absolutely. And because we read so much about it, and of course it's at front page of the newspapers around company boards at the big end of town, the smaller end of town where they really need, because small business is a huge, 70% of Australian businesses in are actually small business. And so where do they go to find help and to get the right sort of advice that's non-conflicting, it's actually non-consulting, it's actually really about advice. People who have been there, done that type of thing. And so it's trying to break through the noise that gets onto the front page of the newspaper about the big end of town to say actually there are ways for the small to medium-sized businesses to call upon the expertise, get the right expertise to be able to grow and scale your business.
Peter, you're a relationships guy, you're a talker, you walk into rooms, you do a lot of speeches, you do a lot of talking around the country. How have you found, though, media as a medium to tell and an amplifier of your voice there? Did you go through the emotions, the nervousness, the anxiety there when you first engaged media?
Yes, it certainly was a challenge to really understand what media are looking for. Yeah. You know, and I think one of the tenets that you promote is that the media needs stories as much as we as experts or authorities in the business need the media to convey messages. So they need stories, and of course they want interesting stories. You know, an advisory board in itself is not particularly...
as Alan Kohler says, it's not that interesting, is it? It's like, well, for a lot of us, but for some of us, and I know that you and I have sat in the lounge at Qantas and having a conversation, and someone's just butted in and said, look, really enjoyed what you had to chat. Tell us a bit more about what you're doing.
Yes, absolutely. And so people can then become enthusiastic when you actually relay the story. You know, and I've got clients who are 4-generation family businesses in Australia, and they're now grappling with the next level of competition that they didn't have before, and of course they've got the succession planning. And so the advisory board concept worked really well in those sort of things. So there's some great stories out there, and that's what people love. They love the stories, and that's where the media is very important, because the stories about success and performance are absolutely terrific.
I think you tell a really good point there around the framing and the shaping of the stories and what's relevant and what media is actually looking for, but more importantly, what the audience is looking for and what that audience of the media is looking for. Peter, before I let you go, if you could give one piece of advice to someone out there that's looking to emerge, looking to be an expert, what advice would you give them?
For a business, the advice is to hire for talent and rent for experience. So you rent the experience and the expertise through an advisory board structure. For those that are wanting to start a board career, an advisory board is a great way to start because it's non-threatening, it's non-legal in terms of your obligations to corporations law. Great way to start, and it's a way you can actually make a difference to businesses.
I love what you're saying there. Find the right people to help you make your business better, and I think that's partly what you're doing with the businesses that you work with, and also to the advice that you get when you're developing your media career as well, which is great to see. Peter, thanks for coming in for the Experts Podcast. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Nick. That's been a delight.
It was great to have your company, and if you want to find out more about what's going on the Experts Podcast, shoot us an email through to info@mediastable.com.au. You can catch us next week when we're talking to another expert that's working in the media. Look forward to catching up with you then.
The Experts Podcast is powered by Media Stable, your media connection. To learn more about what we do, head to mediastable.com.au.